Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the hottest show on the internet, Sin City Radio. This is your boy Cass, chilling as you shall. Father time was good, dog.
SinCityRadio.net.
We built this shit!
SinCityRadio.
Hey, where are the white women at?
Mission from God.
I was just bullshitting, man.
SinCityRadio.net.
Let me pass. Oh, they have to be pulling these hush puppies out your motherfucking ass.
SinCityRadio.net. SinCityRadio.net.
SinCityRadio. Another edition of Sin City Radio. This your boy Cass, chilling as usual. My man, Father Time. Time was good, brother.
What's cracking, man?
Chilling. SinCityRadioShow.com, baby. We on the pop.
It's jumping off. It's there for sure. But hold on, man. We got Liquor Store. What's happening?
What's happening, y'all? What's up?
Chilling.
Is
this Wick?
What's going down? What's up, man?
Just chilling.
Everybody chilling.
Go ahead, man.
I'm doing this thing right quick.
Like I told y'all, SinCityRadioShow.com. Officially on. Officially back, baby.
Up and running.
We need that participation like y'all did before. Know what I mean? Don't everybody speak at once.
Right.
All right.
Damn, y'all act like y'all kind of dead over here. All right, well, check this out. Since y'all don't want to talk, I'll talk for y'all. Fuck y'all. No, but, hey, check this out. Liquor store, let me ask you something.
Mm-hmm.
You okay? Y'all okay tonight? I mean, we got
to
have a
to the
show.
Beat. What's up? I'm with it. Come on, what you got for me?
Me? All right, check this out. You ever did something that was so fucked up? I mean, you know what? I'm not going to even say fucked up. I'm going to say you and your significant other, you know what I'm saying? Y'all done did something. You know, y'all do your thing. Y'all out, you know, you do. I just say the next day, like, say y'all might have some props that y'all using. You know what I mean? Y'all might be using some props or whatnot, and fuck around, leave the props out. You know, y'all done fell asleep, and, you know, y'all wake up the next morning, y'all done left the props out. One of the kids done got a hold to it.
Mm-hmm.
Had that ever occurred to you? I mean, and I, come on, I know we all to use some type of prop, so. Nothing?
Well, are you talking to me? Is the question addressed to me right now?
Yeah, you the one act like you don't want to talk, so.
Okay, well, I told you, I'm with it. Come on, because I got something I would like to talk about, too.
Okay.
Well, personally, with me, I don't use props. So if I've ever got caught with something out, it would have been my panties or, you know, my lingerie or something like that. But that's never happened to me because I'm not a prop-using type of person. Well, I'm not going to say that. I'm going to say in my current situation, we're not a prop-using type of thing, you know.
Okay. Well, it never happened to you. Name, what's up, baby?
Hello.
What's going down?
Nothing much.
All right, check this out. Have you ever got caught doing, I mean, had the kids ever caught you in some old freaky shit? I mean, in a freaky situation or a fuck, or some shit like y'all been seeing, for instance, like, okay, let's just say, for instance, I know my girl like French onion dip, right? So I was actually going to stick my dick in the French onion dip and let her suck it off. But now, well, I thought this was just a French onion dip that, you know, that she used. I didn't know the kids eat it, too. So that would have kind of made for a real fucked up situation as a kid. You know what I'm saying? You fuck around, see your son dipping that chip up, and then you like, no!
Right. See, that's when you take that out of the refrigerator.
Yeah,
that's the one time thing.
You might want to buy a special thing, onion dip for that.
Exactly. You might want to mark that do not use.
Right, I'm just saying. Okay.
Daddy's dip or some shit.
Goddamn mama come with a boy, you got some fresh onion dip. Let me get a little of that.
I'm saying that's the type of scenario I'm talking about. So ain't nobody ever got caught in no type of scenario like that. Where they actually like, oh, my God. I mean, or the kids, you know, when we was little, we didn't know what the fuck a dildo was. We didn't know what a vibrator was. So if we found our mama vibrator, we looking like, what the fuck is this?
Oh, I wish.
Or ain't nobody ever used a Kool-Aid pitcher.
Kool-Aid.
Kool-Aid.
Hell yeah. I know somebody that used the Kool-Aid pitcher personally. That's my
what?
I don't know what he used it for, but I ain't used it after
I mean,
that. After he
got
came out of that.
Y'all
got
to talk
about
that.
Yeah, he put it back in the refrigerator. I'm like, nah, bro, you just bought that. I don't know what you did with that Kool-Aid pitcher, but you just bought that one, bro. Hold on, y'all. We got another call in. Caller, what's happening?
Oh, my God. I just, Tommy Time, Kev, Stevens,
I need to know about this pitcher thing. I never heard that. Explain that to me.
Me neither. I'm like, what are you saying pitcher for? Like, shit, what?
Look, y'all. I guess
what was the pitcher using for?
I don't know what he was using the pitcher for. I had no idea. At this time, me and Tama was living together. And, you know, he had this girl in the room, and I know they was doing their thing, you know. I hit a bed moving and all this shit. You know, I'm like, ooh, Tama, tear it up, boy, get that shit. This motherfucker walks out with the Kool-Aid pitcher. I'm looking at him like, I'm like, what the fuck you finna do with that? Oh, I'm bringing it back. No, you're not. You're not bringing that. You're not putting that motherfucker back in that refrigerator.
Wow.
Man, look here. I don't know what the fuck you was doing with that Kool-Aid pitcher, but you was not putting that Kool-Aid pitcher back up in that damn house. I'm sorry. Hey, y'all got it. He gave me the craziest look. Like, what? What's wrong? Yo, dick probably get in that Kool-Aid pitcher. I know. I'm not drinking out of that no more.
You know, the funny part about that is I actually remember that.
You actually
thirsty,
remember
man.
Me looking at you like, what the fuck is wrong with you?
He was thirsty, man.
He had the coolest strut in the world. I mean, this motherfucker had his robe on. This motherfucker was strutting hard, y'all. Shit. Like, he had that I know I put in work strut when you walk out the door. Like, Kool-Aid pitcher in one hand, holding the robe in the other. Yeah, good morning, bro. Good morning to you. What you finna do with that? Oh, I'm just finna put it back in the refrigerator. Oh, no, you're not.
What about wine bottles?
One minute. Wine bottles?
I mean, because think about it. Well, I've done some things with the wine bottles. Well, maybe we didn't drink all of it. You don't expect the kids to be in there drinking your shit anyway. They're not old enough to drink.
They're
not
supposed
to be. That ain't going to stop them. Exactly. Well, they shouldn't have did it.
It's
their fault
because
you don't know where the wine bottle was at.
Oh, that's fucked up.
I got a hell of a imagination, but I just can't imagine what you would do with that wine bottle.
Oh, yes, you can. Oh, yes, you can. Yes, you can. Cause I'm
it's nice
here,
and cold.
Nice and cold. I'm probably the... I don't know, how would you say it, the most prude person on the show. So, yeah, you know, and I know what you did with it. So,
and I thought you to be the most conservative person ever.
Who, me or Janine?
Yes, you.
Oh.
I just thought she was just so conservative.
Well, that's because
you know.
That's because you're a woman and you'll never know, but.
Okay.
Yeah, there's an uninhibited side. Please believe it.
I'm like, wait, how far did the bottle go? Where did the bottle go exactly?
You know, sick. I can have a hell of an imagination. You talking about, you know, maybe he ain't drinking all and all that shit. You know, how far did the bottle go?
Yeah.
No, but see, here's the thing.
You fuck around, get that.
That bottle went to a place
it
ain't never been
before. Hey, hold on, y'all. Hold on. What's up, Marty
Mar? Hey, what's going on, man? Y'all crazy as hell.
You come on laughing like, what in the fuck?
Right.
Hold on, y'all. Hold on, y'all. We got a new caller. Caller, what's happening? Who this? Caller, what's happening? Who this? Oh,
yeah.
Shit. No, that's my fault. I ain't pushed the button. My bad. Who is this?
Oh, Sam.
Sam, what's happening?
I asked, hey, y'all, I was just wondering, what are y'all talking about You went from Kool-Aid pitchers to wine bottles, and I'm a little lost there.
Freaky shit. Okay.
With a Kool-Aid pitcher? Seriously?
Hey, you
baby,
you gotta talk.
To be some freaky shit with the Kool-Aid pitcher in the bedroom.
No, it was not cash. It was not cash. Let's get that straight. It was Father Time that had the Kool-Aid pitcher. I just refused to let him put the Kool-Aid pitcher back in the freezer.
You know, I'd have heard the story before. I just got to ask Father Time, what the hell was you doing? You was on some freaky shit.
I know. Inquiring minds want to know.
I got her
y'all
a cup of Kool-Aid.
That's what you called it, getting a cup of Kool-Aid.
She was thirsty, man.
Sticking to it.
I'm sticking to my story.
Wow.
If you got
her, you had to put you in there all night.
That means you got a cup out the cabinet, you pour some Kool-Aid, and put the pitcher back in the refrigerator. When you take the pitcher...
I didn't want to keep running back and forth, so I just took the whole pitcher.
You should have got a big cup with two men living in the house. I know y'all got some big cups.
Right, exactly. This
right.
Motherfucker, I don't know, he pouring Kool-Aid down his thumb. He's talking about going to lick it off, baby.
Don't
dunk her toes in the Kool-Aid. Talking about now your turn. We don't want that Kool-Aid pitcher no more.
Right.
What's happening, LaFonda?
Not much.
Hello.
Just called in to say hi. I'm not feeling good, and I'm on a double at work.
Hi. How you doing?
Tired as fuck.
All right, well, just sit back and relax. We're going to try to make you laugh. Fucking right.
Okay, I still want to know.
You say what now?
I still just want to know what was done with the Kool-Aid pitcher. That's all.
I just told you.
She was thirsty. I got her a cup of Kool-Aid. I didn't want to run
back
and forth.
Okay, I got it.
Hold on, man. Now, I got one question. How much fucking Kool-Aid did she drink? You took the whole pitcher.
You said he had that strut, so she was super thirsty.
Oh, he had a strut out this world. It was that... That was what's his name? That John Travolta strut? With that staying alive, that motherfucker started up out that room like a peacock.
She didn't suck your dick. So she didn't suck your dick while she had Kool-Aid in her mouth.
No comment.
Nothing wrong with that.
No comment. She was
saying that's exactly why I didn't drink that Kool-Aid, bitch, you know. See? I shoot it up. He ended up putting his dick all in the pit. Let me show you how to stir it up.
Hold on.
I'm not drinking out of that.
If he didn't have that nasty point, then everything was cool.
Oh, that's funny.
That motherfucker strutted 2 days behind that one. I feel this motherfucker here, he got some shit.
I'm saying, if he didn't have that Ric Flair Nature Boy strut, then you knew it wasn't that deep.
Oh, he was strutting. He talking about she rode Space Mountain all night long. This motherfucker. He put the picture down, went back in the room. We didn't see that motherfucker at 8 o'clock that night. She come out chewing bubble gum. You know how y'all be popping the gum. Hi, how's everybody doing? Damn, how you doing? Shit, you been in that motherfucker 24 hours. Shit, I'm surprised you can walk.
I'm surprised you remember that shit.
Man, I remember that shit like yesterday. Shit, you thought you were going to get me to drink out that pitcher. What they say, don't drink the Kool-Aid. Not today. I will not drink the Kool-Aid today.
I have a question.
What's up?
This is a little off the subject, don't get mad. But just, I need y'all to be honest about this one. Is it okay to sleep with your ex if you ain't got no, if you don't have no a significant other and he doesn't, and you go back and sleep with him, is it okay if you just tell him, like,
that's
right off the bat? This
ain't nothing wrong with it. Anybody tell you this? Fuck him. Ain't nothing wrong with that. Neither one of y'all got nobody, so, hey, go for it.
Well, why y'all, why he the ex?
He the ex for a reason, but the dick game still good.
Mm. There you go. Just like that old saying, you can always go back and hit your baby mama.
No, you cannot, because mama did that. That's a lie.
Don't go backwards. Don't go backwards. Because
I just don't want to add nobody else to the mix. There's a difference. I don't want to add nobody else to the mix.
And I can dig that, but you don't want to go backwards necessarily either. But the simple fact that, I mean, shit, you already know there's no potential. There's no potential for a future. And sometimes, you know, I'm not saying it's you, but a lot of times sex leads to relationships. And sex is not a good reason to be in a relationship. So...
Let me say this. Now, what you just said makes a little sense. But if the person is your ex, you ain't getting in a relationship with them anyway. So sex can't lead to a relationship because they're your ex for a reason.
Yes, it can.
I'm just having sex. That's all.
That's how it starts. But a lot of times. Sex leads to emotions, and emotions leads to something that, you know, you really don't want.
But if you already been with that person, you already got the emotions out already. There ain't no more emotions for that particular person, so you can sleep with them all day and won't feel shit.
That's all the more reason why you don't go backwards. You move forward. You don't go backwards, even for sex.
I disagree.
I refuse to go back to somebody I was already with. That it didn't work out with just because I want to have sex. And it also depends on how long ago the relationship was over.
What if you were the reason it didn't work out?
It doesn't make a difference. Then they have the right to turn me down.
Well shit. Suck his dick, call it a day.
Yeah, I disagree with that. I don't see nothing wrong with it. I mean, hey.
Of course
she don't want it, you horny. Go for it. You know she don't want a relationship with you. You know you don't want one with her, so I don't see no problem with it.
Everybody don't.
I think that works out fine.
Everyone doesn't see it that way. And for some people, you know, and we talked about this a few nights ago, a couple of shows ago, that, you know, some people, the topic was, do people say, I love you just to get sex? You know, and some people actually do think that way. So, therefore, even though this is an ex, when you're having sex with somebody, you know, sometimes it leads to false emotions. Just because
you know what? You have an extraordinary memory. How do you remember shit like that? I mean, you could tell us a show that we had 2 years ago.
Well, I mean,
you got a great fucking memory.
It's too late now. You already fucked him, right, LaFonda? Huh?
You said what?
You already fucked him already, right?
Who? My ex?
Yeah,
no.
Yeah. Yes, you have.
No,
that's
I
why you brought
haven't.
It up.
No, I think
no,
the
I haven't.
Reason why she brought it up is because she knows that the sex is good, and if she fucks him, she might catch a feeling or two. Or he might.
No, I actually know I won't because I didn't have feelings in it the first time. That's why he's my ex.
All the more reason why not to go back. You already knew the answer to your question when you asked it.
I just don't want to add nobody else to the mix. There's a difference.
No, that's completely understandable.
Sooner or later, you're going to have to if he's your ex.
Exactly.
They say the fastest way to get over one is to get on top of another one. So,
okay, I'm not trying to get on top of nobody.
Oh,
right
I know.
Well, then, you just have to sacrifice sex until you're ready to move on.
Or stay horny.
Waylo might disagree with that, but
you know what? Shut up.
Waylo.
Yeah, I say wait. She says she ain't trying to get on top of nobody. You know, Waylo might disagree with that. But
yeah,
how are you adding somebody to the mix?
You keep saying I don't want to add nobody to the mix. If you're single, you're not dealing with anybody. How are you adding somebody?
It's gonna happen.
You don't want to add no new person that fast either. I mean, we've been exes for a while, but damn.
And then you're gonna be alone.
Okay, that's fine. And you don't know, because somebody taking my pictures off my Facebook page and making their own Facebook page, calling me a hoe and a slut. I'm trying not to add nobody else to the damn mix, you know.
Okay, you got too much damn drama going on.
That ain't my fault. I didn't even know
about
it.
Because you worried about what somebody else is saying about you.
Mm-hmm.
I don't give a fuck. I thought it was funny. I just want to know
apparently
who it is. I feel
do.
Like you should be.
Apparently, you do care.
By you saying that you don't want to put nobody else in there and this is why, that's your care right there. You do care. And there's nothing
okay,
wrong
but
with
how
caring.
How would you feel if somebody,
there's nothing wrong with caring, because if you honestly know that you ain't out there like that and somebody is putting your name out there fucked up, there's nothing wrong with you being concerned with that.
Okay, what are we talking about?
I don't know.
Even if you are out there like that shit, it don't matter. Fuck whoever the fuck you want to fuck. Don't give a fuck what nobody else say. That's the end of it. If you want to be a fucking hoe.
Baby, take
some
cheers with the booze. Fuck them. Everybody go have something to say about you no matter what you do.
Yep.
I know.
You can't please everybody.
Hey, if you're going to be a hoe, goddamn, be the best.
Be the best you can be
at. At the end of the day, you're grown, and it's a choice you make. You don't have to be a hoe. You're grown. You can fuck who you want to fuck. You're
grown.
This ain't
we ain't 12 no more. Shit.
Right. It's a choice that you make.
I got to wait
6 months
before
I get in.
I know, because whoever I'll date you for one day. I'll date you for one day, LaFonda. We break up, and I'll be your ex.
Wow.
I'll be your ex, so you can give me something whenever you want. I ain't tripping.
Me ain't got no feelings. We broke up. Shit. I don't even like you no more.
I don't see nothing wrong with that. If your ex is willing to give it up, get it.
But you don't think eventually somebody going to catch feelings from that?
Look, this is my thing, man. If we was in a relationship before, there's a reason why we broke up. 9 times out of 10, neither one of us dealt with that reason yet. But ain't nothing wrong with us still having sex. We both still thinking about why we broke up in the first place. You know what I'm saying? So why would you start a relationship with somebody that you still got problems with, but they willing to give you sex? Why turn it down?
That's still an emotional connection.
That's opened up a fucked up can. I
exactly.
Mm-hmm.
And more,
it's
I was
emotional connection.
I wouldn't take it. I still take the sex, but it turned into a fucked up situation. You know, somebody go catch me.
Because
either somebody go catch relations. 9 times out of 10, I hate to say it, it'd be the female. She say she don't care, but as soon as you got this other bitch over there, you know, she ready to key your car or something. So, yeah.
But if you knew going in, it's just sex.
For some people,
I mean, come on.
Out the door once you
when is it ever just sex?
Unless it's a fucking prostitute and you're paying for it and you know for real, that this is just sex, more often than not, somebody catches feelings. It don't have to be you. It could be her. It don't have to be her. It could be you. But more often than not, somebody catches feelings.
I'm just very shocked at your answer myself.
Well, hold on a second, man. I hear what you're saying, Lucas. So, but if we were already in a relationship before, we've already caught feelings, right? And there's a reason why we don't have those type of feelings for each other anymore. Mm-hmm. So how would they come back during sex?
Why even go there? Why even open up the door?
Hold on. Let me just say this. I know this. Tyma, you know this. Hell, everybody didn't listen to this show long enough. They know this. The partner gonna fuck that boy. So let's just leave this alone.
You bogey. First of all, I just asked the question. And first of all, if I was going to go back and fuck Chi-Town, I probably would.
I knew that's who it was. I knew it.
He called the show last time, too. He just called the show a couple weeks ago. He said that wasn't him. It was him. It was him all day long. He showed up there playing in the cut. Nah, yeah, I don't know, huh? He probably called you after the show.
Oh, you see all this shit about me? You fuck way low?
First of all, Waylo has a girlfriend now, so don't bring that one up no more.
We just joking with Waylo. We just be joking with
him. I don't need my car windows getting busted out. None of that.
You did kind of put his business all out down the street, though.
Actually, I didn't.
Yes, you did. Anybody listening to the show know exactly what you did. You did put his shit out there a little bit.
He put himself out there, too. Don't be just blaming me.
Yeah, but you helped.
You started.
You know what? For some reason, I know this weak ass.
Talking about the swing and all that bullshit.
What swing?
I know Liquor Store remember the whole fucking conversation. Because she got an extraordinary memory.
Well, it was nice talking to y'all. I got to get back on the floor. Ask these men so I can go to bed. I got to be back in the morning.
Thank you for calling.
You
appreciate it.
You're welcome.
Call dude up. Hey. Go ahead and get him.
Shut up.
I don't know. Wait till you're not tired so you don't give him a bad experience.
Who?
Man, y'all know damn well she's going to fuck that boy. I don't know why y'all sat there and did all that damn talking.
She already did. That's why she asked the question. But I still don't see nothing wrong with it.
I don't know. That's turning out to disaster.
Man, look, I believe in my heart. I believe in my heart that if I wanted to have sex with Angie, she would. And we hate each other. Lickstow, for your point, there would be no feelings.
Okay, maybe we ain't on the right scenario then. What if it's one that you still kind of have feelings for?
No, I'm talking about baby moms.
Okay,
any man can still hit their baby mom.
Okay, one-time thing or, you know what I'm saying, once on your birthday, once on her birthday,
mm-mm,
a year before.
No.
You know what I'm saying? Even still, eventually, somebody is going to catch feelings.
Well, somebody kept saying, no. Who was that saying, no?
Me, saying, not happening. I'm not going back to my ex. He an ex for a reason.
I completely agree with you saying.
It's not going back. You're just having sex. It's not like y'all getting in a relationship.
Sex is an emotional connection. If I want to have sex with you, it's going to be because I want to be with you. And
All the time.
More often than not, women don't have sex because we're...
I guess I look at it differently. I only want to be with somebody who can have good sex. I don't want to be with you if your sex ain't good. So if it ain't good and I'm not with you, then guess what? You're an ex for a reason.
Ooh. Never had that problem being an ex. I done got broke up from anything else. Having bad sex, never once, was one of them.
I don't think a woman to tell you, though, if that's why she breaking up.
Reasons to stay.
A woman will tell you. Oh, yeah.
Janine.
She'll tell you.
Hold on. Janine.
Yeah.
The bitch ain't good.
Yeah.
And he talking shit. What you going to say?
You said what?
The bitch ain't good. And he talking shit. What you going to say?
What about you? Get your little dick out of here.
See? There you go.
Well, you said a different thing. You said if it's good.
No, I said if it's not good.
You said if the dick's not good.
Yeah, I said if it's not good. He said a woman ain't going to tell you it's not good.
Yeah, said a woman ain't going to... What? She going to sit... Uh-oh. Goddamn, you drunk, Joey. You goddamn drunk, Joey.
I don't believe that. I don't believe it. I don't think a woman going to put you flat out in your face.
His shit was so little. I swear to God, it felt like a feather. You know, like a feather tickling your little pussy or something. Like it was tickling. And I was and I'm just looking like, you actually in? I was like, wait, we need to hold on for just 1 second. I was like, this not about to happen. Mm-mm.
Hold on, let me ask Ms. Pimp. Ms. Pimp, but yeah.
Talk to me. I'm right here. I am right here.
All right,
wow.
The sex ain't good. You going to say something?
Damn right. I'm on the spot. Please believe that. But I would do it in such a subtle way. I would say, okay, well, you know, maybe because you was in something strange, you know, or maybe, you know, you might need to step this up, or it would be subtle. But I'm going to give you your chance to lay your demo down the first time. And if it was to be a second time, then I will let you know without question. You will never. It won't happen again.
No, you don't want to answer the phone no more.
I'm sorry. How trouble can you be by telling a motherfucker you got bad sex? There's not
other way. Hold on. There it is. I'm going to let you lay your demo down, and I'm going to let you know. Before we even go there, I'm going to tell you. The first riff, you lay your demo down. That's on you. You understand what I'm saying? But that's going to determine your future. Off top,
okay.
It's going to determine your future. And that's just what it is. And if you don't get no rhythm after that, then you know what it is.
Yeah, but you ain't tell him in his face. But if you going to tell him in his face, you ain't shit. Your sex ain't shit.
Talk about my I'm telling you.
Y'all ain't doing that shit. Y'all
I'm going to tell you. I'm going to tell you, but it wouldn't be raw like that.
Hey, Cass, remember when homegirl told our boy he fucked like a broke-down washing machine?
Yeah, that was,
oh, God.
That was
oh, God.
Up.
Wow.
That was
I ain't going to kill him like that, no.
She told that motherfucker, she told him, get your ass out. You fucked like a broke-down washing machine. And the fucked up part, we had this old washing machine. I would cut that motherfucker on and be like, boom. Sound like you, dog. That sound like you. So now,
but
I
see, they take turns some. Yeah, they say some shit to you. I ain't never heard it come to me. I was an asshole and anything else, but not the sex guy. I at least can do that good.
No little dicks and no uncircumcision. Sorry.
Mm.
But I still don't understand. How's this other way? You just come to a man, look, I'm sorry, honey. You just don't please me. How you think he gonna take that shit?
He gonna slap the shit out you.
That motherfucker
ain't gonna do
like that. Why would he slap the shit out of me? We ain't like that.
Right. I got 999.
You gotta respect that. Check it, right?
He gonna say something.
I think you would know right off top.
Can I ask?
When you sit there, I'm in the hobby. Come up.
Can I ask the ladies?
Or he got the fuse in between her two fingers. Like shit, nigga, it's time to go. I got shit to do.
Oh, can I ask y'all a question? Can I ask the ladies a question? Okay. I mean, we all grown here, so I mean, I know everybody got their own oral game. You know what I'm saying? I know bottom line, I know everybody done sucked a dick before. Now, can a man tell you not a good dick sucker? Would you get offended? And you're like, well, you just ain't sucking it right. Would you get offended? I'm gonna start with Liquor Store. If he told you just can't suck dick good. But, you know, you need to do it a little bit better. Do you get offended?
Well, it depends on how he tells me. If he tells me nastily, well, then
I mean, he told you, you suck a dick. He just tell you stop. You're scraping with your teeth. You're just not doing a good job. You need to practice a little bit more. Let me help you. Do you get offended?
Again, if you said it to me nastily, yes, I would be offended. But if he was saying it in a gentle way to where I could learn from it, well, then that's what
I'll
do.
But he's telling you. All right, hold on now. Stop. I mean, I don't
know. I answered the question. There's a way to say
it. I'm saying, hold on. I hear what you're saying, but there's no gentle. I'm not going to say it in a gentle way if you just scrape my dick. I'm going to be like, hey, motherfucker, stop. I don't mean it like that, but that's just a natural reaction.
I can understand that. Well, if I'm fucking up, I'm fucking up.
All right. Okay, cool. Now, Ms. Pimp, what about you?
I mean, I'm gonna go the liquor store on that one. I mean, it's the way that you say it, you know. If you coming at me on extra, or if you kind of letting me know, instructing me on how to please you, you know, I'm not gonna take offense to that because that's how you're telling me how you need to be pleased. But if you just like come out and just say you don't know what the fuck you're doing, don't do that shit no more. Yeah, I'm gonna get offended.
No, we're not going to tell you don't do it no more. We're going to tell you to do it right. We're not going to ever tell you don't do it no more. That ain't going to come out of my mouth. Okay.
It's just the way how it come out the head.
Okay,
man, before you go down the line, let me ask this. Well, what if that happened? And what if I said, hey, stop, man. Why don't you call your girl?
What? Okay, man, before y'all even answer his question, let me just get this going down fine, because you done started a whole nother motherfucking argument. Hold on. All right, say it. The motherfucker tells you that. I mean, not what he just said, but if he tell you to stop, you know you ain't doing it right, do you get offended?
No, I wouldn't get offended because 9 times out of 10, if I'm not doing it right, it's because I really don't want to do it.
What?
Mm-hmm.
That's a bogus answer.
I like that.
You, when we really into it and we really want to do it, we're going to do it the right way. We know how to do it. We know when our teeth are scraping it. We know when our when it's going to the back of our throat. We know how to do it if we really want to do it.
Nah, all women can't suck dick. I'm sorry.
I didn't say they could.
I agree with you.
That's because they really don't want to. As a black woman, we like, I'm not doing it. Now, and then again, if you want to do it, you're going to do it. If you really want to please your man, you're going to do it. So I wouldn't get offended if he told me, no, you ain't doing it right. Okay, well, shit, maybe, like you said, maybe I need to practice. But I wouldn't get offended by it because if you ain't eating right, I'll tell you.
When you ain't putting in your best work, you know the first thing we say?
Hey, where are the white women at?
But that's why you came to please.
Okay, Janine, what about you? You're going hard. You just stop it.
You talking to me?
Yeah.
It ain't never going to happen to me.
Janine don't know how to answer that. She don't know how to answer that question.
I don't even know how to address that question.
Superhead.
Right, I understand you're super here, but damn, you're not hypothetically speaking here. Damn.
I'm open to suggestions.
Okay, all right, cool.
But you wouldn't be offended, though.
Huh?
Would you be offended if you said that? Let's say you put in your best work. You put in your best work. You know you're doing a good job. And he like, stop. I ain't feeling that. Would that offend you? And you know you put in your best work?
Well, more than likely, fucking with me, you would never get it again.
Right. Because I'd be like, fuck you.
See,
go find a white woman.
My thing is, if I ain't never, ever
had that problem, everybody say, I suck the shit out of a dick, okay? And then all of a sudden, you come in, you hating. You hating. Or it's something going on with you. I can't be fucking with you like that.
Maybe you'd have had better.
Who'd have had better?
Maybe you'd have had better.
I doubt it. I don't know now.
It's some top-notch motherfuckers out there now.
Listen,
my ex-husband
found an award. It looked like a trophy for the best dick sucker and sent it to me. And I've been divorced from him for years.
I don't believe you. Let's try it out.
Oh, wow.
Put your mouth where your mouth is. Fuck it. God damn it. Oh, this right, goddamn talk.
Look at y'all got this man all hot and bothered. He's over there holding his dick about. God damn it, hurry up.
I told you I got rough hands. I don't do that shit no more.
All right, let's flip it, dog.
We're gonna flip it and go to the dudes. We're gonna start with you, Wick. You down there, you putting in work. She tell you to stop. She don't like it. You get offended as a man?
I'll be one shot. Never heard it before, but I don't know. I guess I'd be willing to learn, see her pleasure spots, because all women don't have the same pleasure spots. But yeah, I'd be offended in my own way.
We ain't gonna tell y'all anyway. We'll just let y'all be down there for hours.
Wow! That's kind of fucking keep them down there for hours. Oh, he'll figure it out.
Ain't nothing wrong with that.
Yes, figure it out. That's not it.
What about
if
you,
they
Marty
paying
Mom?
Attention, they know. If they paying attention to your body and how you reacting, they would know.
Mm-hmm. What about you, Marty Mom? You offended if she tell you to get up?
Yeah, I guess you would be somewhat offended. Like, what the hell you want me to do? Shit.
That's how I feel, bro.
Yeah.
Hey, buddy, my head was with goddamn. If you ain't here about 30 goddamn kids, maybe I could make you feel something. That's just being offended.
Hey, I'm laughing because I can picture, I ain't never even seen your body, Bob, but I can just picture a motherfucker with his shoulders stretched up. What the fuck you want me to do? I'm trying, goddamn.
Wow.
You know?
They come up, you breathe. So you done been down there for about 35 minutes. You can't breathe and shit. Mouth all dry and shit.
That's when he breaks alone. I can just picture him with his shoulders, his hands up like, what the fuck are you going to do?
Shit. God damn, I'm tired now. Lock jaw and shit.
I'm done. Shit.
Damn,
I had that glazed donut face. Go to bed.
you get offended, dog? You offended, man, if she tell you to stop?
Man, I'm gonna tell you like this. I'm down there, and I'm thinking. Well, I'm thinking I'm putting my A game down, and she tells me, "No, stop. You ain't doing it right." That's what you're saying.
So that's how you feel, huh?
No, I'm saying is that the question? I'm putting my A game down, and she's like, "Now you ain't doing shit. Get up."
Yeah.
Oh, well, yeah, I know what I'm going to look at her and say.
Well, fuck you.
Face all glazed up. She talking about get
yeah,
up.
Yeah, gladly. Shit, I'm tired of my damn neck hurt any damn way. Neck ain't supposed to be meant to be bit back this goddamn long any goddamn way.
But you
yeah,
see the difference,
man.
All the dudes would be offended, but the ladies say they wouldn't be offended.
They lie.
And they lie like a motherfucker.
And ladies, all right. Hold on before anybody. Let me get this Sin City PSA announcement. You motherfuckers that keep on trying to hump in a nigga face while he down there, stop it. Stop all that humping. Lay your ass down.
Yeah, tell the bone hit motherfucker all on the top, all on his nose and shit.
Catch you right there, and you study just
that
home.
Shit ain't cool. Yeah, that
like,
ain't cool.
I agree, man. I agree. You down there eating that shit like, damn, she wet in the motherfucker. Your nose bleeding.
She done broke your fucking nose. Calm down. It'll be all right. Just enjoy.
Hey,
take the ride.
It didn't taste right.
Pour it back up. Shit, man.
Y'all don't like a motherfucker trying to shove it through y'all back of y'all skull, do y'all?
What y'all do?
Hell yeah. Put our head down further if you're trying to play it off. Hell yeah, see. Rub that back a little bit. Move on to that head. That girl go a little bit farther. A little bit farther. There you go.
Or every time we go down, your ass push up a little bit.
Push up food.
Yeah, boy. Hey, I be looking like I be doing the rover size. And a one, and a two.
Come on now, get in rhythm.
Yeah.
Doing a tootsie roll down there, doing a tootsie roll.
Yeah, tootsie roll like a motherfucker. Hey, no, I bullshit y'all not. I had this one motherfucker. Man, I bullshit you not. That motherfucker scared the shit out of me. She told me, move again. I bullshit you not. She told me, move again, bitch. Move again.
Oh, me and her would have been fighting in that motherfucker. I'm sorry.
You was her.
No.
Yeah.
No. You're not for the fight. You not for the fight with a motherfucker got your dick in her mouth. And
yeah,
that motherfucker rolled her eyes at me like, move again, bitch. I said, what? She said, move again. Oh, she was all kind of punk motherfuckers after I nutted. Hey, that motherfucker, huh? Hey, I mean, she was so serious about it, dog. She this is what she told me. And, I mean, she said, I take my dick sucking seriously. I don't bullshit. Not finna walk up out of here talking about, I can't suck no dick. She like, you moving and shit. I can't get in my motherfucking rhythm. You said what? You said what? That motherfucker scared the shit out of me. She was drunk too. Man, I motherfucker scared the shit out of me.
Oh, hell nah.
Bullshit. I was terrified.
I would have been I'd have been terrified too, man.
I'm not gonna sit here and say I jumped up like, bitch, you lost your mind. Okay.
But did she have a good ass dick game though?
Man, her head game was immaculate. But nevertheless, I mean, after she finished and all that, I said, next time you call me a bitch, I'm going to whoop your ass. She said, you ain't going to do shit. I said, you right. I don't know. You suck like that. You right. You absolutely right. That motherfucker was crazy than a motherfucker, too. Crazy as the day was long. But shit.
That's usually the best ones.
I don't know, man. Okay, you know what? Now, we do say that. We say the crazier the bitch is, the better the pussy in the head is. All right, ladies. Do that go the same for y'all? Like, the crazier the man is, the better his sex game is? I'm going to start with you.
Hell no. No.
Hell no.
Hell no.
Oh, okay. Hell.
If he crazy, he going to keep his crazy ass the fuck away from me.
Damn, you ain't got a chance on this show tonight. Go crazy ass away. Oh, man. I mean, because we be like, damn, she crazy than a motherfucker. But God damn, that crazy bitch got some good pussy. So y'all be like, fuck that. Keep his crazy ass away.
Mm-hmm.
Well, wait a minute. There's one person that did that. So liquor store. What's up?
I don't need it. I'm good. Somebody else got some good dick, too.
Exactly. There's a lot of good dick out there. Shit. They have two crazy motherfuckers together.
You're goddamn right. Come on up to Minnesota. There's one right here. I'm willing to share it, too. I don't think I should keep good dick to myself like that. I'm willing to share it. Share it with
the
world.
Once again, y'all, SinCityRadioShow.com. We up and running. So, hey, make sure y'all get on there, make your profile, go and throw your pics up there. Hey, we got it going on again. And like I said, this is our baby this time, so we totally uncensored. So, hey, anything you want to post, go ahead and post it.
You said SinCity.com?
SinCityRadioShow.com.
All right.
Father, can you put my pictures back on there that you downloaded on your computer?
Hey, on that, because I'd be looking at them too. Don't worry about it.
I know he got some.
Nah. I got a couple on my phone, girl.
It's something I want to ask. It's something else I want to ask the ladies. All right, check this out. I was at the gas station the other day, right?
You
know what I'm saying?
Gas station.
I'm just saying, yeah, I have more adventures at these gas stations. But, no, I was at the gas station, and I get out. You know, I'm in a fairly decent-looking car. You know what I'm saying? I'm in a nice-looking car. You know what I'm saying? An old girl pulls up, right? She pulls up, and her dude is on the passenger side. And, you know, I looked at her. She looked at me. You know, I waved, you know, because she was, you know, just staring at me. So I waved. But she looked at me, and then she gave that look like, yeah, I'm with this old nothing-ass motherfucker. I mean, is it fucked up that y'all, if the man is on the passenger side, I mean, is it something wrong with that?
And he didn't turn around, and he didn't turn on that passenger side and choke the shit out of her ass?
He didn't see it. I mean, it was that eye thing. You know how a motherfucker, I mean, women are so motherfucking slick. She looked and was like, you know, she gave that look like, hi. Then she gave that look like, yeah, I'm with this old nothing ass nigga. So my thing is like, damn, this dude just don't know that she just really dissed the fuck out of him, and he didn't even know it. So why is that? Ladies, I think she's a nothing-ass bitch. I'm going to start.
Mm-hmm.
Hold on, man. I'm going to start with Miss Pimp.
Hey, I'm not going to lie. I'm so busy trying to get online and get logged in to the radio thing. I wasn't even paying attention.
Okay. Your mother... No, I'm just playing. No, I'm saying, is it a bad thing for the guy to be on the passenger side? If you drive, well, you know what? Why am I even asking you this? Because we already know he can't drive your car no way. You finish logging on. We're going to go to somebody else. Sam, what's up? Seriously. Is it a problem if you're on the passenger side and you're driving?
No. I could be driving his car, so no.
Right, and I'm looking at that car, and I'm like, that ain't your car, that's his car. But, you know, she was looking like, yeah, oh, nothing, anything, you know. I'm like, damn, that's fucked up. I'm looking like, man, that's... Unless she just one of them motherfucking that just like doing her car, tricking her cars out like a dude. I'm looking like, this a dude car you driving.
I mean, it don't maybe, it probably didn't have nothing to do with him being on the passenger side. He might just not be, he probably just ain't shit.
Yeah, he was an ugly motherfucker, though. He was ugly as hell.
Oh, well, hell.
Okay.
He probably just probably was just a knuckle ass nigga.
Okay, I was just wondering because I'm like, God damn, like
damn.
Shit, that still don't make her right.
No,
it
don't make her right.
We aren't saying she right.
Kind of bogus, I say. If he'd have caught her ass, he had a right to choke her ass.
I agree
100%.
Huh?
Was she cute?
Was she cute?
Yeah.
I mean, okay, let's say scale of 1 to 10, I'd probably give her a 6.
Was she fuckable? Let me ask
that. Never
a
got
6? Yes. He gave her a 6.
Hold on. I gave the face.
Well, that don't mean
she got
fuckable.
Right, she never got out the car, so I never seen how the body looked. But from a scale of 1 to 10, the face was a 6.
She's
all right, dog, elaborate on me. Why you feel she's such a dirty motherfucker?
She shouldn't be giving motherfuckers those kind of looks, man, especially when you with a motherfucker.
Mm-hmm.
I can see if you're rolling by yourself. But if you with that motherfucker that you with, and you giving another motherfucker looks, that's some dirty ass shit to me. That shit is foul.
I agree with Father Ty too much. I agree with him though.
Yeah.
I mean, just wait till I ain't around. You can look at all the motherfuckers you want, but you don't do that shit while you with me. I mean, how that shit gonna make you look to the dude that you know what I'm saying? You looking at this motherfucker, he looking at me.
Yeah.
Now you doing the. Now you doing the coolie high. I gotta prove my love.
I'm gonna look.
Oh, no,
now I might not be that disrespectful, but I'm gonna look. Shit, if I see somebody fine, I'm gonna look.
Well, I think that shit's bogus. I think it's dirty here. I think that's.
But see, we discussed this a couple of weeks ago. It's a look, and it's the look.
Mm-hmm.
Give a fuck about you looking at another motherfucker. But you ain't gonna get that motherfucker look like motherfucker. I'll suck his dick right here in the goddamn courtyard while you fucking walking with me.
Why
that's what I'm saying. Yeah, while punk guy,
so
I'll suck his dick
out.
Right here.
So what? Okay, so what if we do with that accident? You know, sometimes we see the one of them motherfuckers like, God damn.
Yeah.
Okay, you do it by accident. Then I'm going to accidentally ask you what the five fingers say to the face.
Right.
And then we shouldn't, yep. and we shouldn't have no more accidents after that.
You
said the accident. It's always an accident. Now we should be cool. We shouldn't have no more accidents when we together. I just think that's starting shit.
Whatever, just because y'all do it on the
fly. Well, don't do as I do. Do as I say.
I'm not doing
as
you
do. Oh, hell
no. I'm not doing
as
you do. I'm doing what I
want to
do.
Yeah, see, that's the thing. It's always, and it's going to be repercussions and consequences.
All because y'all try to, Like y'all rubbing y'all head or somewhere, y'all looking, turning y'all head. Y'all have to do all that.
Hey,
I do that shit all the time. I do that shit all the time.
I could have been turning my head at that instant. It's not my fault that this chick walked by with a big old booty. I was just turning that way.
No, we just tell y'all the shit don't work. We see y'all every time. We just don't say that.
He's going to get slapped in the ass.
We signed the bitch 10 minutes before y'all even saying, oh, he's going to look at that bitch. Look at her ass. Ooh, that's a big ass. And we already watching. Watch when she walk past. He's going to look right dead at her chest.
See, y'all just told me a look. See, that's what my little friend be doing that, huh? When she said, I look, might as well, is it open? Not damn, she sure do, girl. Ooh, wee.
I mean, you know what? The thing about it is that most of the time, women dress for other women. We don't necessarily always dress for y'all. So
You know I heard that before, too.
Your chick does see every female in the place before you have, and she knows what you like, so she already knows it's coming.
Yeah, my little bisexual friend told me that, said that you, most of the time women out here, that's why they going shopping and getting these shoes and stuff, for another, let another woman see the look.
I mean, shit, we, and
y'all, yeah, it's y'all sex appeal that we look at.
I mean, but I'm saying we as women know that y'all as men like us as women. So we, you know what I'm saying, if you got somebody that you with, and you know what I mean, she's already peeped out all the other women. I mean, and they done peeped her out. You know what I'm saying? Because that's just how it works.
I'm not looking at another.
No, I'm not saying you're looking at her intimately. Or
no, I'm not.
Wait, don't change nothing you just said. No. But can I have my fantasy for a minute? Just leave it as it was.
Right. As long as
you just don't, just leave it as it was. Now you fucking it up. Now it was just leave it as it was. I agree with you 100%, and I don't see nothing wrong with it.
Okay, now who was that just said no?
I said I'm not dressing for another woman. I'm dressing for myself. And I'm not spotting another woman. I mean, what she have, she have. And I can't take that from her. If it's cute, it's cute. But it don't bother me. And if my man looking, then... But it don't bother
me. Now you said you ain't never seen...
Let me just ask one question, Wick. What does that mean? If my man looking, what does that mean? He going to get the shit smacked out of him. And that's what that means.
That's right. Yeah,
I knew
exactly
it.
That's exactly what
it
means.
All right, what was you about to say,
man? I'm going to ask her that she ain't never seen a woman that was so fine that you was like, damn, she is cute. Because I done seen women do that before.
I do it all the time.
I don't take nothing from another woman. If she pretty, she pretty. and that's don't take nothing from her.
Exactly, but it don't take nothing from you either. And that's exactly what I'm saying. It's like, okay... I'm confident in myself as a woman. I know what I am, what I ain't, whatever, whatever I have to offer. But if a pretty woman, you know, walks past, if I recognize that she's pretty, I don't expect that my man is not going to recognize that she's pretty. I'm not saying that it gives her more and it takes anything away from me or anything like that. Pretty people walk past, you know, are just, a part of everyday life, whether they be male or female. So what I'm saying is, I'm not saying you checking for somebody that's checking for your man. I'm not saying it in like that type of aspect. I'm just saying like when you walk into an establishment or whatever, you know what you got going for you, and you know who you came in with. You can't help but see other people. So it's like, okay, I see you. It don't take nothing away from me.
No, you know who you leaving with. That's the thing. You know exactly. I don't give a fuck who you look at. But you better know who you leaving with. Because I tell you what, if I walk past Holly Berry, you best believe Mother Nature gonna be getting that call. I ain't never coming home. I'm done. It's over.
Stop.
Like my man on Harlem Nights. I ain't never coming back home.
This is the same person who's going to kick my ass for getting R. Kelly's autograph, but he's going to leave me for Halle Berry, okay?
No, that's a joke.
Mm-hmm. That was too.
But I will tell y'all something. I'll tell y'all this. Fellas, if you get caught looking, this is what you do. You tell your girl, man, you see what she got on? Ain't no way I'll let you come outside looking like that. Teen all hanging out. Look how tight her pants are. That's how you get that
thing
look.
It don't work.
No, it don't.
Okay.
I'm going to tell you like this. This is what you do. This is what you tell them.
Sorry, I was distracted by that fine motherfucker right there.
That's what I'm saying.
You might as well say that. That's what you might as well say. God, damn, that's a fine motherfucker. You might as well say that shit.
He gonna fuck around and get punched.
Mm-hmm.
Depending on what type of woman you with, she might take that as disrespect. I know you just weren't looking at him.
Yeah, because the old girl took it as disrespect. But then again, I guess she said that. I mean, to say that a woman look nice is one thing, but I guess the way, like she said, dude was like, damn, that bitch killing you. I mean, I will agree that was fucked up.
Yeah, that is kind of fucked up.
Mm-hmm. That's why you just look straight ahead, rub your head every once in a while, and whatever you use your peripheral, and you be all right.
You was looking at that girl.
Nigga, please.
I wasn't looking at nobody. Nah, I mean, shit, I mean, hell, if you gonna look, you gonna look. I mean, shit, we all human, shit. I mean, I ain't, like, long as you ain't gawking and like, okay, I'm finna, you know, I'm literally finna try to go fuck this damn girl in your face, then I mean, damn, well, you doing the same thing, we good. I mean, shit.
Man, when we was in Vegas, they had these girls dancing on the table in the casino. And they damn near naked. Man, I was rubbing my head all night walking through that motherfucker, man. Getting all kind of looks. Them motherfuckers was fine.
Well, that's what they do in Vegas, though.
Well, see, I ain't never been there.
I mean, prostitution is legal, so they gonna solicit it right when you with your woman, so it don't even matter.
Yeah, they got these motherfuckers dancing on the table in the casino. Why you gambling?
Did y'all call one up, man?
Hey, hell no.
I'm just saying, man. I just ain't. You know, because I ain't never been, but I heard that they love doing threesomes in Vegas. They come up to you like, gee, you know, I do you and your girl.
You know what, man? When we were walking, when we were walking together, nothing, right? As soon as she went to go lay down, man, I had all kind of prostitute cards in my hand. Motherfucker was just coming out of woodwork. Hey, I got this, I got that. Go here, go there. I'm like, nah, man, I'm cool, man. You know what I mean? But they won't approach you when you're with your woman. If you with somebody,
I heard the difference. I heard different. I heard they will solicit if you with your woman.
Right.
Well, they didn't do that shit for us.
Well, y'all maybe looking like y'all just looking like a couple that just wasn't into that. Damn.
Well, I know.
It felt like if we caught that motherfucker by himself though. Ooh, he probably up for anything.
Hey, what?
Oh man, I'm telling you, man. When I was by myself,
hey,
I was getting all kind of cars. They was passing me cars like a motherfucker. Here you go. She right over there. She over here. She go there. Go here. I'm like, damn, motherfucker, do I look like I'm by prostitutes? They don't give a fuck. They will approach any dude that's by himself, man. But when I was with her, not one motherfucker approached us. But as soon as she went to go lay down, them cars was everywhere. I had a stack of cars in my pocket. So I don't know. But I plan on making another trip to that motherfucker though. But I'm gonna
by yourself.
Yeah.
I was just about to say that. By yourself.
By yourself.
Yeah, I'm gonna make another trip.
I always heard the first time you go to Vegas you go with your friends, then the second time you go with your woman.
I don't know. It was my first one. So.
I mean, it's pretty cool, man. Y'all remember the crap house used to be on 15th?
You can throw the dice and shit. Everybody done been to that crap house with Leo. That motherfucker used to be on, I think it was 15th. Well, maybe it was 17th. Nobody remember that?
Talk about
talk about the fucking laundromat. The cleaners.
That it was a red building. I do remember that.
The cleaners. Yeah, back with all those. Yeah, we used to have. Where they used to have all these legal crap games over there. Legal was a regular.
Yeah, no, they had a. They had like a real crap table in that motherfucker.
The legal crap games. Yeah. Or legal casino.
Yeah, it just kind of reminded me of that, that's all. Just reminded me of the Crap House on 17th. Pretty cool, though.
What did you play? Blackjack?
I'm going to take all my boys in Vegas with me, man. Next year, I'm letting y'all know now. Get ready. We're going to roll to
Hello?
Vegas. Yeah.
Hello? Hello?
Yeah, we hear you.
Am I not?
Yeah.
I've been saying hello for 10 minutes. Am I not being heard?
Nah, evidently you wasn't.
I
just now heard you.
Oh, well, I was trying to ask you, dog. If the old girl would have approached you while she was with you, what would you have said then?
I would have said shit to her. I'm with my damn wife. She ain't gonna go for that shit.
I mean, but she would. What if she said, "Okay, I'm coming off with both of y'all. I'm coming after both of y'all. I don't just want him. I want both of y'all."
Dude, my wife ain't
doing
like that.
He said he didn't hear you, Father Time. He said he already know it's not going to happen.
My wife is not built like that. Baby,
I mean,
you wasting your time.
Y'all in Vegas, you know what they say, what happens in Vegas, stay in Vegas.
Hey, I understand that, but still, that's the motherfucker I got to go home with her. You staying here. She ain't gonna go for no shit like that, man. She be looking at me like, you better keep walking. You better keep walking. That's what you better do. And I'm gonna keep walking. No thank you. Right, no
okay.
Thank you.
Okay, well, now let me ask Ms. Pimp, same question.
I don't even know. I don't know. I might entertain just the thought, just to see where he was at. You know,
shit.
I would go play along and go along just to see how far it would go. I probably would.
She gonna be knocking on the door. You entertain that thought with me. Oh, motherfucker, you called her for real? You say it. Shit.
Yeah, I would entertain the thought just to see how far it would go.
If you fall for your wife letting you do that, and you know she don't usually do that, you might as well go to the Murray Show and get caught by the cameras.
Man, fuck that. We in Vegas.
Mm-hmm.
It's a whole different scenario.
You fall for that shit if you want to.
I will fall for it then, because I am. Okay.
You gotta. Okay, well, hold on,
you.
Man. Hold on. Hold on before you move on. Let me ask this question. Okay, Ms. Pimp, okay, you with your dude.
Uh-huh.
You in Vegas, you with your dude, and another dude approach you.
Uh-huh.
Like, what's up? And you said you would entertain that?
No. That'd be different. I wouldn't even.
Okay, so you by yourself.
I wouldn't entertain that. If I was with my dude, I would not entertain the thought of a dude stepping to me while I'm with my dude, no. Uh-uh. However,
but he's talking threesome.
Say that again?
He talking threesome with you and your dude and him.
No. I wouldn't entertain that. It's a beautiful
thing. Can I make
a
public
announcement? It's a beautiful thing.
Two dudes and a girl is not a threesome.
Hold on, man. Hold on. Let her finish, dog. Let her finish. Go ahead.
I would not, I mean, the thought of it and the execution of it is a beautiful thing, but if I'm with my dude, no. But if a woman came, I would entertain that. I mean, I'm not bisexual or anything, but I'd play along and go along to see how far that would go. I really would.
Okay, well, what if you get to the point where she ready to get naked?
Well,
again, I'm going to play along and go along and see how far we'll go. She's out in the casino somewhere, you know, and she comes and just steps to both of us and whispers in his ear or something like that, and he kind of, like, hits around like, you know, shit, can we do this? Or, you know what I'm saying? I'm going to play along and see how far along this shit would go because I want to know if you're serious about this right now, you know.
But well, that's what I'm saying. Listen, I'm saying, she like, okay, let's go up to your room right now. Let's would you go through with it? And your dude's down. He like, shit, it is what it is. Fuck, let's do it. Would you do
well,
it?
No, what I'm saying is, before you get to the room, I need to see where my dude's head is because I want to see where he's really going to go with this. Is he really going to ask
he like,
me?
Let's
he
do
just,
it. He just told you,
I'm
down.
For it.
I'm
down. Let's do it.
Don't do it.
I just don't think that he would just be like, I'm down without talking to me first and seeing where I'm at with this, seeing if it's okay.
Okay, wait a minute.
I just
hold on.
You know what I mean?
Hold on. Let me ask something. Now, I'm trying to understand this.
Uh-huh.
Okay, the woman comes over and she says that, you know, she ready to entertain both of y'all. He look at you
mm-hmm.
and you say, I won't entertain the idea. So now you got me
right.
thinking that you all for it because you're entertaining this idea. Right?
Okay. Maybe you misunderstood me. I want to see where my dude's head is. See where how far he's really going to take it. He's going to ask me if I'm with it or not. That's what I'm saying.
Okay, I'm your dude. She approached
uh-huh.
a trap. Listen, I'm your guy. She approaches.
Uh-huh.
She's saying, I want to entertain both of y'all. You know, let's go up to the room and so forth. I'm like, gee, baby, what's up? I'm down. You going to go through
and
with
I would,
it?
I don't know. I can't say that I would. You know, just on the strength of being somewhere different and doing something strange in a strange town, just something wild just to do, you know, at best, I'd probably let her suck his dick and make her watch him fuck me. That's at best. Because she ain't fucking him. No.
Hell,
I don't know.
That sounds like a hell of a trade-off. I take that. That don't sound like a bad scenario like that.
You know what I'm saying?
Really, you know, I looked at the odds and ends of it, Cass. I didn't see nothing wrong with that.
Shit, I do.
It's a win-win for him.
He can fuck his woman at home.
But he get his dick sucked by somebody else. Why his woman watching? She might.
He can do that at home, too.
I could do that.
Oh, see.
That's bullshit. That ain't no threesome.
Yeah, no. That's the best I can do.
That ain't no threesome. Janine, is that a threesome?
Well, no, but she said that's the best she can do. Yeah, she know it ain't no threesome.
Couple by.
He should have been like, this some bullshit. I could have stayed at the crib and did this. I mean, because you giving me mixed signals. You actually thinking about it. When she first approaches, you actually thought about it. So I'm like, okay. It's
I mean,
a chance.
There'd be so many guidelines.
Bylaws
and guidelines. Bullshit. But that's the best I could do.
That's like being in the green room on Maury, man. It's like being in the green room on Maury. It's a trap. It's a fucking trap.
I'm going to tell you like this. I'll be sitting there like a five-year-old kid who you done took his chocolate from him. I got attitude out this goddamn world now. You didn't let us get all this far, then you talking about no?
What you say, like a five-year-old took his chocolate? I'm ready to go home.
Exactly. What's wrong with you?
That's my
ready
point.
To go home.
Right.
Why she even come up to the room? You ain't going to do shit. You ain't going to go through with it while she in the room. We could have left her ass on the floor.
And you had to spare your buddy.
Okay, you know what? I'm going to ask my five-year-old this question. Would you rather have half of this candy bar or none of it at all? Okay?
Mm.
It can go either way. Now, I've already compromised enough to say that. I'm going to let
Can I answer that? Since you put it that way, can I answer that? Because if I don't taste the candy bar at all, I won't want it. So I don't want none of it.
Exactly. If I can't get the whole package, fuck it, I don't want it at all.
Yeah, because you give me a piece of it, I'm going to want more.
Sure, you
can. Exactly.
Okay, well, that's fine. And, then the deal is off the table. I've already agreed to let this
business. You stay down there.
We could not be at
the casino.
You cannot, we wouldn't be at home in our everyday life and some random chick or whoever it was walk up to you and say, woo, 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 and I'm going to agree to let her suck your dick. No, but we off in a foreign place. Look, what I'm saying is, Miss Prince, I'm with you. I can go so far, but I can't go all the way. Yeah.
Well, okay.
That's why y'all have to be on the floor.
Right.
Well, you know,
no,
you ain't gonna do it.
No, we gonna keep on walking through the casino as a couple. God damn it,
that's
well,
we not. I'm going back to my room.
But I got an attitude. I got an attitude.
I'm going back to the room.
I'm
done. Okay.
I'm ready to get back.
Go. What's the next plane fly out this motherfucker?
All right, shit. I'm ready to go.
And like you said, you wouldn't feel the same way if it was a male that walked up. You'd be looking at me. Like I got a motherfucking extra head on my shoulders.
We gonna nip this in the bud right now. We not gonna play that game. I'm not gonna say, well, let's just see how far this go. No. So we ain't even gotta play that game. But you sitting there talking about,
I wouldn't do that either. I would tell you right then and there. I'd let her give you some head, and you can fuck me while she.
Now that goes right again. See, you like, well, you like Wick said, if I don't have the candy bar, then I ain't mad about it. But you didn't let me get a couple of bites of it. Yeah, I want the whole thing, now.
And then you're going to snatch it from me talking about you can't hide no more. What kind of shit is that?
I wouldn't do that. I would break it in half in the first place. I know it.
You should have got punched in the face for that shit. Fuck that. I want the whole candy bar.
But then again, you're not 5 years old, are you?
It's in Vegas. I ain't telling nobody.
Okay. All right, Janine. Janine, what's your take?
Man, we can skip her. We know where she's going. she's gonna beat everybody to the damn room. What took y'all so long? We already know where that's going.
Yeah.
I'm just saying.
We gonna find somebody.
I can't see why you only can get half of it. I'm not understanding that.
We fucking all night. Shit. I don't know what's going on here. Have I told you I love you in a while?
And
make sure we get some Viagra. Look, I'm going to have a list.
See, this damn sure wanted to be.
Red Bull. They come up to me. Okay, let me see. I need some Viagra.
Nah, I'm going to call. I'm calling Waylo. Where that rhinoceros piss at? I want that right now. So just piss way low head.
Rhinoceros piss, huh?
Yeah.
Hey, but let me go back to Miss Pimp, since she's the one that started all this.
Oh wow.
Well, let me go back to you. So you don't mind me walking around with attitude for the rest of our stay? I don't want to do shit no more. You know what I'm saying? This is the night before, right? Wait a minute. Let's say we there for five. We there for 5 days, 4 nights.
Mm-hmm.
First night we get approached. You entertain the idea, then it didn't work. So now I got an attitude. Now the next night, somebody different approaches. Do you still have the same thought, or do you go through with it the second night? Because now last night I had attitude because you kind of played it wrong.
No, because first of all, the very first thing, I don't give a damn about you having an attitude. You lucky I'm giving you whatever it is that I am giving you. You know what I'm saying? Just because you're with it, you need to know where I'm at with this. And believe it or not, I may get some pleasure out of this myself. You know what I'm saying? So it's not really just about him. It's about me as well.
What's she going to break those balls
on?
I left your ass home and just went to Vegas by myself.
Or maybe that's what you should have done. You know what I mean? But maybe that's what you should have done. But I'm not going to change my mind. That's my limitations on how far I'm willing to go.
But I'm saying, though, even though you see that your decision really affected your guy.
Give a damn. No, I don't care. No, it's not going to change my mind.
You're willing to let a sexual advance from a perfect stranger ruin our whole entire vacation together?
Yeah.
I mean, you petty.
Right.
Well, call it what you want, but I got a motherfucking attitude. Because you fooled me, number one, because you actually thought about it, which makes me think you damn.
Okay, but what
you know what?
Is like, from my perspective, I would tell you right then and there, when she approached us, I would say, okay, she can give you some head and we can fuck while she suck on your balls or tip of your nuts or however you want to play it. But you can't penetrate her. You can't penetrate her. And even right then and there, you can either say, all right, no, I'm cool, and we go about our vacation just fine, or you have an attitude, and that's your problem.
It goes back to the candy. You can't give me half the bar and not expect me to want the rest.
Okay, then, but
you got a choice.
You have to have an attitude. You chose to have none at all. So why do you still have an attitude?
You got
to
be
crazy. Because
you
wanted the Snickers doesn't mean I have to get you the Snickers.
Keep your motherfucking Snickers then, because I'm gone.
That's all I'm saying. I'm with you 100%, dog. That's some bullshit. Because if you wasn't down, you would have told her no right from the beginning.
Why did we come to Vegas together?
I'm asking myself that same question.
Do we come to Vegas to fuck?
If you're going to have an attitude over one sexual advance, then what the fuck do we come here for? I mean, because that's going to happen the whole trip.
I'm asking myself that same question as I'm walking away from your ass. What the fuck did I come here for?
Nigga, you gotta come home.
unless he make a fortune in Vegas.
Whatever. All right, y'all. We all have to get up out of here. We gonna have to finish this discussion next week because this is bullshit. So we gonna get up out of here. Jadeen, you got any last words?
Good talking to you guys. Yes, I'll be the one having fun in Vegas.
Yeah. I'm gonna call you when I'm on my way. We're gonna roll together.
Sorry for you all.
We're rolling together. I'm leaving Mother Nature home.
Y'all
be some good boys and do what y'all supposed to
do. Okay, whatever.
Look at that, man. We all going to Vegas, dog.
Straight up. Miss Cliff, you got any last words?
Oh, man. You motherfuckers is crazy. But I love y'all. And text me that fucking log on and make a profile. But I love you guys. You motherfuckers is absolutely nuts.
Did you make a profile?
I wasn't able to get on there, so I just want them to text it to me. Text me to so I can get on there.
Okay, well.
What you mean you weren't able
to? I was not able to get on there.
She probably couldn't find the site. That's what she's saying. She needs a.
Yeah, so just text it to me.
Site address.
Oh, okay, okay. I was going to say now, hey, shit. Everybody should be able to get on that motherfucker.
So what, you can't find SinCityRadioShow.com?
Couldn't find it.
Go to Google. Type it in with Google. Take it right there.
Yeah, because we got our own domain now, so I know we out there now.
One of them said it's going to cost $1,000-something to buy that domain for that, you know, SinCity Radio Show. It said it was $1,000-something to buy that domain. Like, what the hell is this?
No, it's optimized for Google. Use Google. Typing in using Google. It'll take you right there. It's optimized for Google. I mean, you can reach it from everywhere else, but it's optimized for Google because everybody's on Google. Nobody go to Yahoo anymore. But you can get that from Google, trust me.
Okay.
Wait. Told you.
You got the last word.
Great show as usual. Always a pleasure to be on here with y'all. Love you, ladies. Great show, fellas.
That's what's up, bro. What's up? Big dog, what you got?
Hey, I'm in the chat room right now. So if y'all want to go to the chat room, once you log on, look in the bottom right-hand corner. It's going to say click here to go to chat. That's all you got to do. And it opens up automatically for you. I'm in there chilling right now. CNCDRadioShow.com. Thank everybody for listening. Thank everybody for listening to us on the internet. Thank everybody for calling. We're doing the same thing next week, y'all. Tuesday, 8:30 Central Standard Time, 9:30 Eastern Time. CNCDRadioShow.com. That's what's up.
We out. Peace.